I want to call the Business, Finance, Justice, Land, Natural Resource, Culture Committee to order now. Time now is 6:35. At this time, invocation. Dale, you want to give some invocation, please?
Heavenly Father, again, just thank you for this beautiful day of giving us, Lord. Lord, again, I thank you for all that you've given us, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to give us wisdom as we go throughout these meetings, Lord. And Lord, to be with our families and our household, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. This time we have roll call, please.
Dale Proctor?
Here.
Mark Randolph?
Here.
Dale Beaver?
Here.
Thomasina Hall Osborne?
Yes, here.
Patrick Creeman?
Here.
Pete Beaver?
Present.
David Hill?
Present.
Robert Huff?
Present.
Adam Jones? Travis Scott?
Here.
Chairman, we got 9 present and 1 absent.
We have 9 present, 1 absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted tonight will be official. And first on the agenda is approval of minutes of April 24, 2018. Correction.
I got it.
Okay. Motion been made to approve. Second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Dale Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomasina Hall Osborne?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff? Oh, excuse me. Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
And Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, we got 8 in favor.
8 in favor and none against that. It's been approved. Now, down to order of business is NCA 18-061 was postponed last month. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to the Light Horse Police Department for the purchase of a modular building and firing range simulator system. The sponsor is Patrick Freeman. Your motion?
Mr. Chair,
make a
motion.
Here, a second. Second. Second made. Floor is open for discussion. Patrick?
Yes, I think we have Mr. Emerson and the gentleman from the Light Horse to come up for a minute, please.
Inspection, and Steve's going to give a report, and kind of Steve Emerson with the Charles Construction to give a report here about what he's proposing.
Okay, in the original proposal, they were wanting to purchase a new William Stockton building that was a 24 by 40. And it was actually going to be custom built for their needs. And the total cost of that building, once it was here set up and everything was done, was going to be $75,000. And that was actually, I think, in their proposal of 100. What was the proposal? It was 105. $38,000 of that was for the simulation machine.
Right.
So it's going to be a little bit short because some of the things they didn't have in place. So once we found word that there was a building that might be available, we went and took a look at it, and it's actually a 24 by 60 building. Instead of 24 by 40, it's larger, and it does have partition walls. It has a couple of restrooms in it. I looked at it, and I think we have to remove 1, 2, 4 walls total to open that up to a usable space. This is the cost associated with moving that existing building and setting it up, skirting it, putting the ramp, the stairs, everything in place, the electrical. The only problem with the existing building is the HVAC system. It's got two package units mounted to the wall. and they must not be working because they have window units. So I know the HVAC's not working, so this cost proposal would replace those two units. They'd be brand new, should last for 15, 20 years. So the total cost to relocate that building, including the HVAC, is $29,340 compared to the $75,000 for the new one. And then whatever the simulation machine is.
Is that still
$38,630? Right, yes. Sir.
So the new total will be $67,970 for everything?
The only thing I did not know was the IT, once we get it over here, the phones, and I think they said they could do wireless internet with the satellite dish. We might allow a couple of thousand for that, and we'd be good.
So if that's the case, you're going to make it even 70,000, which would include the 2,000?
Yes.
So do I hear a motion to change the funding total amount to 70,000 versus 105,000 and leave the 38,630 alone and under the modular classroom building add additional 31,340?
Chairman, I make a motion for revising the budget to 70,000.
Okay. Hear a second on that?
Second.
Any discussion on that amendment to change the total to 70,000? Any questions? Hearing none, roll call please on the amendment.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Darrell Parker?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomasini Hall Osborne?
Yes.
Pete Eber?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman? You got 8-3, 1-0 against.
8-3, 1-0 against, that's been approved. Now back to the main motion as amended. Any more discussion with that, Patrick?
Chair, I'd like to have one of the officers here kind of explain this simulator to the committee.
Sure. I'm Captain Bear, Cleveland Bear, North Division Patrol Captain. But I'm also one of the four firearms instructors and also one of the two armorers. But what we've run into is our problem with getting enough training for our guys. Either new guys or people that's been there over the years. And the need for this is actually a scenario-based, just a screen, or actually more than one screen, to kind of give the officers a scenario where it's a no-shoot, or shoot or no-shoot scenario. So that's the training that they get from that. They also get their training in moving targets, their training in reduced light or low light scenarios, and also simulation of shooting in residential areas around schools, you know, and being mindful of what's in their background if they have to deploy their weapon on someone. But there's 800 on the original 800 and something scenarios that we can pick from. And then there's a need in our department for this, for sure, on this deal, because that saves us quite a bit of ammo on live fire and training. Saves us a lot of money.
If you took this training up, would you go off-site? Is this where you've been taking some of this training?
Right.
In the past,
people will sign up for their training, or our training coordinator will say, hey, you need this, to an officer, and then they'll have to go pay money to somebody else to train them. This, more self-sufficient, we train our own people more and more. But it's every department you'll run into will want this, you know what I mean? And there's very few around that we've been able to afford it. But.
Any other questions?
No. So is this a cost-saving measure then?
Yes. I can give you some numbers real quick that we've come up with. Mm-hmm. The cost savings for pistol rounds and also long gun rounds, cost savings is $8,400 for a pistol per year. Ammo is pretty expensive. And we look for the best bargain we can out there because we're trying to save money. But it still takes a huge bite out of our budget. 6,660 rifle rounds per year that we save, or money. $6,000, 660 rifle per year, and then $1,920 per year on shotgun. And that's just buckshot. A double-aught buck, we save $810 per year on shotgun. And slugs, $930 per year we save. So with all those together, pistol, rifle, shotgun, total of $19,200 per year we save.
What about travel? Like, will this save on training for your guys that are not out of state or wherever
right.
to travel also?
Exactly, yes. That'll save us. I don't have the numbers for those because we don't have a set amount of training. They have different trainings that people have. Our officers have to have 25 hours of continuing education hours per year to satisfy CLEAT's requirements. But that can include firearms training, that can include domestic violence training.
Tell me this then, right?
Do what?
This will kind of see you use towards your...
Oh, yes, for sure. This will save us outsourcing training.
And the $19,200, that's just round count saved. That's not counting the manpower that you're saving. It's a portable unit, so we could go from shift to shift to shift and train them guys while they're on duty instead of taking them off duty and off their shift and pulling that manpower off. So you're a substantial amount of money just in manpower, just going from shift to shift.
Is this building going to be used? That's where this is going to be used at, isn't that building? This new building?
Yes, and we can move it if we need to move it.
It's also a mobile unit. So.
Where's the building going to be at?
Right behind our current facility.
We don't have much space back.
No, there's not much room, but
they're going to squeeze it in.
Just squeeze it in. Shoehorn it in there.
Is that why I pulled that new gravel back there?
And Steve did say he's going to have to do some more prep out there. Since this is a bigger building, he's going to need more prep out there.
Okay.
Yes?
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, yes. The software updates for this simulator, is that something that comes up often? Or, you know, new revisions of whatever?
Yeah, it's all in the purchase price, all the software updates and everything comes with it. And then you get four instructor certifications updated with it also.
So, yeah, to that, mention of that, will you be able to train other entities?
You know, yeah, you could have outside agencies come to the school.
And then our training usually is accredited through CLEAT. So whoever comes and trains on our units, if we write a program, there'll be a CLEAT hours for continuing education too.
As we certify to the state.
And you can actually make your own scenarios and add it into it. So.
Thank you, Chairman. They answered part of the question about sharing with other agencies. Will they be charged if they use your facility?
And that's something we really have looked into. I mean, it would be an option for later on.
And that would be up to our chief of police.
All right.
Thanks. Any other questions? Chief?
Mr. Chairman, we have worked with the Department of Veterans Affairs and the police forces. We use simulators and they work very well. They're pretty much used throughout the United States.
I've used it when I went through my basic police academy. We used it there, and yeah, it is what everything says it is.
Okay. Any other question, David?
Yeah. No, we changed it to 70,000, but we subtract the 67,970, and it'll leave a little bit over 3,000. So the IT has $0. Is that going to be enough?
Believe it should be. Like that, it wasn't going to be much that they were going to have to install to get the wireless going.
Yeah, I have an investigation that the IT part of their simulation machine. I think they just need internet connection.
That's
pretty much all we're needing is this internet connection.
And they, our IT department said they could set a dish on the existing building and go wireless. I don't know if it's possible or not. That's why we need a little bit of contingency.
I just want to make sure we increase a little bit.
Anything else from anybody? Hearing none, roll call please.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomasine Hall Osborne?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 8 in favor and 9 against.
But 8 in favor and 9 against, that's been approved.
Thank you.
Okay, next, there's other business. Other business announcements? Hearing none, hear a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned, 6:50.